Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, here we are then.
Here we are.
Here we go then.
We're both a little bit...
shell-shocked.
Yeah, a bit like we can't quite hold a thought today. We're a bit all over the place. So forgive us if we repeat ourselves. Can't think what we're saying.
Can't string a sentence together. But here we are. And... Season 17. I mean, what a way to start a season.
This might be our biggest season yet. Oh, geez, Louise.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Welcome back to the Laura and Becky Show. You know the story. We used to be on the radio. We're not anymore. We now do this podcast.
We are sponsored by Prince Family Law Solicitors, Redbrick Estate Agents, and we're in collaboration with East Midlands Airport.
Oh, okay. Where to start?
I mean, listen, we don't want to make this all about us, but this is going to be all about us.
Oh, my God.
I can't cope. So... weirdly, Becky and I talk all the time. If we're not together, we're talking. We don't ring each other a lot, though, do we? We don't tend to call each other.
Who rings each other in this day and age? It's all about voice notes,
yeah,
and messages.
So I know if you ring me or if I ring you, it's usually like, oh, hang on, what's going on?
Oh, it's an emergency.
I can't cope with you ringing me anymore. You've rung me twice. Last night and this morning, and I'm gonna be with you for the next 3 days, but I'm just gonna ignore you because you're giving me heart palpitations.
You can't ignore me. My reasons for ringing you were like the two biggest reasons we have ever had. I can't not ring you when shit is going down.
I tell you what, the call this morning, I just saw Becky Hayes, 2 missed calls, and then, mate, pick up. And I thought, I don't want to, I can't cope with any more. No more news.
Oh my God. Guys, we're going to be really annoying and say that I can't tell you why I phoned Laura. I can't tell you why I was like, mate, pick up just yet. But know this. This is going to be one of the biggest weeks of our lives, right? And you're going to come along with us.
Oh, listen, this is where you're going to get all the information about what's going on. Right, okay, mm-hmm. let's just rewind, because our Sunday Times article came out yesterday. Now, we filmed this last Tuesday.
Yeah.
With Rasheen, who we called Viv, and everyone was trying to guess.
I can't not call her Viv now. Like, when we message her, and we have been messaging her this morning, in fact, we're like, Viv, hey, Viv. Viv, thanks. I can't call her Rasheen.
But we obviously knew it was going to be in the Sunday Times, but everyone was guessing, weren't they? Like, it would be a tabloid paper. So we've had to keep that secret until it came out yesterday. And we didn't actually know what Rasheen Viv was going to write, did we?
No, we didn't know what she was going to write. We didn't know the angle exactly. We didn't know what pictures she was going to use. So literally, when our eyes opened on Sunday morning, mine earlier
yours
than yours,
was,
by the way.
Yeah, I was fast asleep.
So again, I had a bit of a panic on Sunday morning because Laura's normally up very early and she wasn't up. And I was like, mate, have you read the article? Nothing. mate. And I let another half an hour go by. I was like, are you okay? Are you having a meltdown? Or are you just asleep?
I mean, I swear to God, I've got my beta blockers with me. If I don't have some form of meltdown in the next 3 days, I can't cope with all of this.
Well, that's what I assumed.
You were like, I'll have one of your tablets too.
I was like, bring some for me. So when you didn't answer me on Sunday morning, because I thought you'd have been up with the lark. Yeah. Right? I thought you'd have been up reading. I thought you'd be up before me. And I thought, she's having a panic attack. That's what I thought. I thought, oh God, I'm going to have to text James and be like, is she okay? Is the ambulance man there again? But no, you were just asleep.
We have to say though, the article was just fabulous. It was just, it was,
yeah, thank
Bob
you, Viv.
On. Yeah, Viv. Mm. She knows her stuff, doesn't she, Viv?
She did us right.
She did us proud.
Didn't she?
Thanks, Viv.
Yeah, thanks, Viv. I know. We really liked it. We liked the pictures. Or apart from
The tree
one. So the main picture was us sort of like peeking around a tree. And that's the one we were hoping they wouldn't use. Because we don't peek around trees, no, do we?
Well, we might start.
But when have we ever peeked around
a tree?
Yeah, like we need to go peeking around trees.
That we were literally standing in like a hole, weren't we? Yes. I hurt my back doing that. I put my back out the next day.
Well, you turned to me at one point, you went, they're going to use this picture.
Yeah, they're going to use the tree, aren't they?
Picture. And they did. But listen, we really liked the pictures. We really liked the piece. And we were generally pretty happy with it.
Yeah,
we
were actually. It went on their Insta last night, and you messaged me like, mate, we've made it on their Insta page. And then you're like, don't read the comments. And I was like, I'm gonna read the comments. And they weren't actually that bad.
Yeah, well, then you went, they're not that bad. I was like, okay, I'll read the comments as well then. Well, I wanted us to get onto their Insta page because I feel like a lot of people follow the Times on Insta. Mm. I think they've got
a million followers.
So I was like, really hope we make it on there. But it was all like quite serious stuff, yeah, like highbrow stuff in the day. And I thought, oh, we're not going to make it. And then literally about 8 o'clock last night, it went on. And I was like, damn.
We also went on Times Radio yesterday afternoon, didn't we? About 4 minutes. I think we should have a bigger segment, if I'm honest.
Well, we were panicking before. Let's be honest about what happened before. So we were sat there on Zoom, weren't we? First of all, you were painting your dressing room. I was in the garden
yesterday as well.
And we didn't look our best, did we, yesterday? So you messaged the guy and was like, just checking, it's just audio, isn't it? We're not going to be in vision. He's like, oh no, you'll be in vision.
Oh God.
We're like, oh no. So we had to like sort ourselves out. You then came over to my house. We sat there, got the ring light out, obviously, put the phone in there, got on Zoom. But they were talking about something quite serious, weren't they, beforehand?
Very serious.
The serious side
of social
media.
And there was almost a link to our story, almost. So we were a bit like, we went into panic mode.
Well, we went silent. We just kept looking at each other, but we knew what we meant. And we were like, are they going to grill us on the negative side of social media? And we really thought that's what was going to happen.
At one point, you looked at me and you went, mate, we used to do this. So we'll just say, no, we're not talking about this.
I was really trying to like get the confidence. I was like, we'll be fine. We used to be sat in a radio studio. We used to conduct interviews. We'll be okay. But inside, I was thinking, oh my God, he's going to go in on us. I thought, he's going to go in.
Listen, if someone does that to us, we do it back. That's what we do. Yeah,
what was it? The Spice Girl said, come and have a go if you think you're old enough. Mel C, I loved it when Mel C said that, the Brits, wasn't it?
So we did that. And then obviously, we've had a few emails and a few messages that are very exciting. One, I did nearly have a heart palpitation. I nearly cried. I couldn't believe it yesterday.
Well,
it's so annoying we can't say.
Well, this is probably your dream.
This
isn't it?
Is my actual dream.
You said to me, but they won't do it. They won't have us on.
I love how I'm like, no. I decided that they won't. No, absolutely not. And then we had a message again. You rang me, and I don't think I'll be able to. You are going to have to take the lead with this because I think I'm just going to be there, a quivering little wreck.
Hey, I can't either. I can't even.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We're not going to be able to do that. I don't actually. I mean, we can switch it on, right? When it needs be, we can go out in front of thousands of people.
This is so big.
It is absolutely mental.
Mate, what is going on? Take a minute, or what in the 2024 is going on?
I don't know. I can't cope with that, though. I am going to have to. I don't know what I'm going to have to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. If they confirm that, what are we actually going to do?
We're all waiting for it to be confirmed.
As soon as it's confirmed, though, we are going to say. I don't think we should gatekeep. As soon as we know it's happening.
And we're allowed to say.
Yeah. And actually, when we know if we're not doing it, we'll say.
Yeah, 100%. And also, I think this week as well, because...
Are we going to wear?
Well, we are about to get on a train. Straight after this podcast, we're getting on a train to London.
We're going to London, guys.
We're going to London together. And as I always said, we're going to reveal why, as and when we can. But what we're going to do, we're going to vlog the hell out of this, aren't we? We're going to try. Anyway, because we've tried to vlog before and we're not very good at it. We start off strong. We're like, hey, guys, morning. Let's get our coffees on the train.
But then
we forget. Vlog life. God damn it, I didn't vlog that bit. I forgot to film that bit.
Well, you said to me yesterday, you were like, we are going to vlog. You were like, train station, coffee, London, hotel, drinks. And I was just looking at you thinking, we'll get to train and that's when we'll stop.
And I'm like, oh, damn it, I forgot to film that really good bit.
I used to watch vlogs a lot on YouTube back in the day and I have got a newfound respect for those people because I don't know how they do it.
It's a lot, isn't
it?
But also as well, it's the editing afterwards. Fair play.
We're going to try. We'll fail, but we're going to try, and we'll put like stories on our social media. But we have got kid. We've got our 48 hours of. I don't know if I'm up or down at the moment.
We actually don't know as well when we're coming back from London at this point. So we've kind of been booked, but other things keep happening. So I was saying to you, I was like, we might be in London for the week, babes. Like, we keep having to like extend it. So who knows where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing this week.
Yeah. But we, as soon as we can tell you, oh, also as well, this afternoon, we're doing something really exciting. We have got a guest on the pod that we are recording this afternoon. I'm giddy about that as well.
Has he replied yet?
I think so.
Not to today's message, yesterday.
Have you messaged him today? Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's going to be great.
My mouth is so dry.
I'm not even sure I can have caffeine at this point.
Mate, I don't even think I can have a coffee.
No.
Right. This is going to be one hella a week, okay?
I mean, season 17 is coming at ya.
I mean...
Cleopatra coming at ya.
So you need to listen to the pod this week. You need to follow us on our socials because we're going to be keeping you guys up to date. We're going to do lots of... BTS, okay? Behind the scenes.
I mean, what a start to the year. What a start to Feb. What a start to the season. Is there anything else we need to talk about? Anything going on at the moment? What's going on? Grammys last night, that looked good.
Oh,
Taylor Swift, new album. Good for her.
Did you see Miley's performance as well?
She looks incredible.
What's she done to herself?
Worked out.
Yeah, she's muscly, isn't she?
Bloody hell, yeah,
she looks good, though. She could throw a punch, that one. You wouldn't mess with Miley, would you?
She looked great, though.
I quite liked her hair. It was all very 70s-esque, wasn't it?
That did you see Beyonce and Blue Ivy? Beyonce's like platinum blonde.
Yeah.
Blue Ivy's got like a ball gown on.
I wasn't sure about Beyonce's whole get-up last night. Normally, I'm all about Beyonce, but last night I was a bit like, unsure.
All right, been in the Sunday Times.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Sorry, so bae. What about Jay-Z as well?
I don't know. What about him?
So he kicked off last night. So he picked up an award, but he was kicking off that Beyonce hadn't won Best Album. Yeah, he had a bit of a go.
Who did win Best Album? Taylor Swift?
Can't actually remember.
Hang on, what album? Oh, I don't know. That is a cracking album, though. I tend to agree with Jay-Z.
She's never won Best Album, has
she? She's never won Best Album.
She's won loads of Grammys, never won Best Album. He was like, it's criminal. She hasn't won Best Album.
And what's she doing? Is she like going, oh, Jay-Z, stop.
I didn't see. I just saw him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Jamie, stop it. No, carry on. Yeah, stop it. Like, do more. She probably told him to do it, mate. Listen, just go up there and kick off a little bit.
You shouldn't do that, though. It's a little bit Kanye West, isn't it? Circa
it was
whatever that was.
Giving me Kanye West vibes. But however, let's just talk about that and then look at Taylor now. Kanye West did that and then look at her now.
Yeah. Did you see him come on? He went on someone's concert. Oh, God.
Who, Kanye?
What's his name? Kylie Jenner's ex.
Tiger?
Yes. He brought Kanye on stage.
Oh,
and
no.
Everyone just went wild. And I watched it and I just thought, I don't get it.
Hang on, they went wild for...
Kanye.
Right.
Because basically Tiger was singing and he just stopped. And then like some music came on, which is obviously a Kanye West song that I don't know. And everyone went insane. And then Kanye walked on.
Is that because he hasn't like performed for a while?
With a mask on.
Why does he always wear a mask?
Like Jesus. Just stood there like, yeah, and like put his arms out. And I just thought, ooh. I don't get it.
I've been watching some old episodes of The Kardashians. I tend to have it on if I'm like working from home. It's just easy watching, isn't it? And it was the one where they went to Cuba.
Yes.
So Kim and Kanye were still married, obviously. And do you know what? He was really nice in those ones. He was like, the way he was chatting with the girls at dinner, like he was so lovely. And then like, he's just, what's happened to him?
I don't know. Is he married? Why are we talking so much about Kanye West?
Yes, he's married to...
Julia. No.
What's her name? She looks like him, doesn't she? Looks just like her. Yeah.
Hang on, who looks like... She looks like Kanye.
The new wife. No. No. The new wife looks like Kim.
Oh, Kim. I thought you said him. I was like, that's odd.
No. Yeah, they're like twins, but they're married. No, she looks just like Kim. Well, she goes out wearing nothing all the time, doesn't she?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, there we go then. That's the roundup of that.
Yeah.
Anything else going on?
I don't think so. We've got a train to catch, so we really need to... Go.
We need to go.
I can't speak, guys.
So we'll be back tomorrow. Will we? Yes, we will be back tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow's pod is hopefully going to be a really exciting one with somebody special on
God. Let's hope.
If they turn
if
up.
If not,
it'll
just be me and you. But we'll keep you updated with everything that's going on. But thank you if you've messaged us. We've had so many messages from people.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much
for the
love.
What have we started? What have we done?
Know.
What have we created?
I don't know. It's making me a bit nervous. But yeah, thanks for the love, guys. Also, thanks to Viv for her lovely piece
Thank you,
in
Viv.
The Sunday Times yesterday.
Yeah. Have a good Monday. Back tomorrow.
Over and out, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just quickly, make sure you subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, you are going to get all the juicy extra bits that we don't talk about on the normal podcast. And trust us, they're good.
They are good. And no adverts. So click the link in the bio of this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, or you'll find it on our Insta @ The Laura and Becky Show.